Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shiur sponsor for the month of Tevis by Janine and Kyle Nathan. In honor of the newest grandchildren, Aliza Rochel, who was born to their children Brian and Nicole, and Rafal Simcha, who was born to their children Matthew and Lizzie, we should only shiur in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We are holding in Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches in the Oiz V'Odor edition, starting the fifth perek of Masechet Shabbos in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah b'meh b'heima yoytzo b'meh eina yoytzo. One is mitzuveh. He has the mitzvah that is b'heima should not do chilul Shabbos. He cannot allow b'heima to do any melacha which is asur in Shabbos. So therefore b'heima is also not allowed to leave from Mishus HaYochet to Mishus HaRabim carrying an item which is considered to be a mosui, a load. It only could go out with something which is considered to be a tachshit, an ornament, something which belongs to the b'heima. So the Mishnah is going to list the items which is considered to be normal or regular for this behemoth to have, and then the behemoth can go out with it. Something which is a load, which is more than the behemoth is used to having for itself, that a behemoth cannot go out to Shosu Rabbim. So Yoitze Hagamol Be'ifsar. And Ifsar is a bridle, and that's the normal way for a camel to be taken out. Ve'hanoko b'chotom. Hanoko, or the Gersa in Armishtaya says Ne'ako, referring to a female white camel, which is a wild camel, and it runs away easily. And therefore, the naka could go out with a chotom. Chotom is a nose ring, and a nose ring is more of a protection. A regular camel cannot go out with a nose ring, only a naka. Ve'alivdekos, we'll see in the Gemara, talk about a Libyan donkey. Befrumbio, another type of a bridle. Ve'asus beshir, and the horse goes out with a shear. The shear refers to a ring which is around the neck of the horse, and you tie to it a rope and carry the animal. In other words, it's a chain. V'chol ba'le ha'shir yoytze m'shir. Any animals that uses this type of a chain to be protected can go out with a shear. V'nim shochim m'shir, you also can pull the animal with a shear. We'll see later in the Gemara why is that an issue. U'mazim aleim v'toivlim imekremum. If it becomes tame, so you can sprinkle the por adumo on the shear while it's on the neck of the behemo. And also, if you have to go to the mikvah, you do it on the neck of the behemo. Says the Gemara, me behemo yoitzo ben a yoitzo, tani arbi shmo ba b'yisi mishum oviv, arba behemo yisim shochas b'yifso. There's four animals that can be used by a bridle. Coming to argue with our Mishnah that says, for example, a horse can be using only a shear, not a ifsor. Ve'eluhem hasus, the horse, hapere, the mule, Hagomo, the camel, the chamor, the donkey. Omav chizkiv is simon. You want to have a simon to remember the four. It says in the pasuk of Chentiyeh, Magefas, Hasus, Hapered, Hagomo, the chamor. Pasuk mentioned these four animals. Ravah, Marlok, Kabishwa, Babi, so we pass like Shwa, Babi, and not like the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Livdikos. What is that? Is Tani, Toni, Lagdikas. That's how they call it. Mando, my Livdikos. One says Livdikos like in our Mishnah. Al Shen Luvim Vekushim Bemitzado. That's a Loshana Pasuk. To say it comes from Luv, from Libya. And that's why it's called Livdikos. Mando, my Lagdikos, because Ab Matim. That's the name called Ambatim. Mau Ab Matim. What is it? Chemer Salak. A donkey coming from this place called Salak. If you know him, if you know says with the Chesem with the on top, Rabbi Shaya Bai, Rabbi Shaya had a question. Geirim aboy milubi maulam timlem shloshadurus. The din is that Geirim, converts that come from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, you're not allowed to marry them. You regularly saw can't marry them for three generations. What about the ones that are coming from Libya? Is Libya part of Egypt or not? Omar Vyoinu bin Tsruyo, min ma denan chamai, the fact that we see. We see this Egyptian bean. Kedon rotiv, when it's still moist, when it's still fresh, inut savchene lubi, you call it the Libyan bean. Kadnogiv, when it gets dry, inut savchene poil mitzroa, then you call it the Egyptian bean. Hado amro gemi lubi tzech lamtin shloshadurus. You see that Libya and Egypt are interchangeable. So meaning when you have a din not to marry someone from Mitzrayim for three generations, it includes people that come from Libya. We see from here the Libya and Egypt are the same. Now this Gemara is also mentioned in Maseches Kilayim, because there we also spoke about this animal called the Luvdikos, regarding if you're allowed to tie together the Luvdikos with a camel. So there is mentioned something in the Mishnah over there in Kilayim, And because our sugya is quoted there, so like a lot of times in the Yerushalmi, we have a sentence right now in the Gemara coming from there, which is not negiah to our sugya. The Mishnah there says that Abiyuda holds that if there's an animal which is born from a horse, even though the father is a donkey, it's considered to be a horse because ain choshishin lezerahav. I don't care about the father by an animal. I only go based on the mother. And we're about to argue. So the Gemara there says, "Avitzuk bar nakrusher reshaya halacha kedivrei atam." We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that you ain't choshim lezerahav. You don't care about the father, only about the mother. Divrei chachamim, but chachamim that argue they hold kol min prados echad. All the mules are the same. It doesn't matter if the father is a donkey and the mother is a horse, or the mother is a donkey and the father is a horse. It doesn't make a difference, and you can mate it together because you go based on the father and the mother alike. Says the Gemara, "B'Shmuel b'Shem Zehira, k'mo d'temer l'nyan isur ken kol shar beimo l'nyan heter." I mean, the same way you compare all the animals to a camel regarding isur, which we'll see later in this parak. So here, when we're saying that a camel could go with an isur with a bridle, so already it applies to other animals as well, the ones that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "V'chen asuz b'shir." We spoke about the ring, which is around the neck of the horse. And if he gets tame, how do you mitar it? So the Gemara, "V'loy ketari." Didn't we learn kol tachshit yodam etamim tachshit beimo tehoirim? Only tachshitim of an adam get become tame, not tachshitim of beimo. Says the Gemara, "Tipoter ba'asuim lehanoison." When we spoke about tachshit beimo, they don't become tame. It's when it's done only for the pleasure of the beimo, meaning for the beauty of the beimo. But something that an adam uses, like a bridle that you were able to hold on to the animal through, that is that considered to be belong to the beimo. It's tashmishi adam and it gets tuma. So the Gemara says, speaking about the fact that you can pull an animal with these items mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, want to make a scratch in the behemo? And like Reb Shimon, we learn this Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. The Tanya, loikur odom samito sakizet asasol ve'sakatedra. A person should not pull a bed, a chair, a bench, or a big box. Mivnei Yeshua secharitz, it makes a little ditch in the ground. Reb Shimon mate, because dovah shenu miskaven. So also here we go with Reb Shimon, dovah shenu miskaven. As we saw that we learned in the Braiso, Deles Guerreris, a door which is not hanged, but is being laid on the ground, and also Machzelles Guerreris, similarly the type of mat they use for covering, which is not hanged up, but it's on the ground, and King Kilon Guerrer, which is some type of kli that you use with the plower, and people use it as a door as well. So this Pitach v'Noel b'Shabbos v'Nitzoch l'Yom Tov. You can open and close it on Shabbos, and of course in Yom Tov. Hi, when you're pulling it, it causes a little ditch in the ground. You see, we don't care about it. V'Tani Ken, you see another brayso, so Machzel Shikshura v'Tluyo ba'Amud. You have a Machzel, the mat, which is hanged on a pole. Pitach v'Noel b'Shabbos v'Nitzoch l'Yom Tov. You can open and close it on Shabbos, and of course you can do it on Yom Tov. And again, even though it's being pulled in the ground, causing a ditch. Reb Chaim points out there's a little difference between the two brises because the two different cases it doesn't have to be hanged or not hanged, but we're not going to go into it right now. The Mishnah says, "Umazim aleim etovlim imkoyim." You could do hazor, sprinkle the paradumo afer, and put it in the mikvah when it's on the horse. It says by a woman, if she has a necklace, she should not go into the mikvah unless she makes it loose. They can't know him. And here you say you put it on the animal, go into the mikvah. By an animal, it's usually loose anyway. So that's why you can put it into the mikvah, on the neck of the animal. But by a woman, it's usually tight, so that's why you have to tell them to loosen it up before going to the mikvah. Halacha beizok de mishnah. Chamor yoitze bimirdas. A dog can go out with a saddle, bizman shikshurlo, when it's tight to him. If it's not tight, it may fall down, he's going to pick it up and shush a rabbi. Haschorim yoitzim levuvin. The rams go out with some kind of a cover that you put on top of their heart, so a wild animal will not bite them and take their heart out. When Davla Bechesam would base, Recheilois, the female sheep, Yoitzes Shechuzois. Shechuzois means that you tie their tail up, so they will, so a zacher will come to them. Kevulois is the opposite, you tie their tail down, so they won't be nival. Vekvunois, that you put a baguette beneath them in order for the wool not to get dirty. The goats go out where the udders are tied up. Rashi says all of them is considered to be a masui, something which is a load, except when you put the things that make sure that the wool doesn't get dirty. Rida comes to explain Tanakama, when can you tie the udders of the goats? Only when you're doing it in order to dry it up and make sure they have no milk at all. And that is a very, very tight knot, so there's no fear that it's going to fall off. But if you do it there in order to keep the milk, so that is not so tight, and then you're not allowed to do it because it may fall, and he'll pick it up in a shusarabi. Says the Chamor Yoitza Meredas, it goes with the saddle. Shmuel Omar Bikshul Lemer Shabbos, the saddle needs to be tied up before Shabbos. Why? Because if you do it on Shabbos, it's going to have to lean on the animal. You're not supposed to lean on the animal. He told Shmuel, Rav Chia Barash Eloi Noiken. He didn't do like you. He did it on Shabbos. Omelei Noi Grav Beklastirin. It wasn't a saddle that he tied up that you're mentioning. It was a klastirin, which is a type of thing you put in front of the neck of the animal for it to have food to eat. The Tanis Chorim Yoitzim Beklastirin. The rams go out with this klastirin, and then you don't have to lean on the animal to do it. Meaning, if you have a rope which is tied in one end to the animal, so then you can tie it in the other end to the feeding trough. And if it's connected to the ovus to the feeding trough, so then you can take the other end and connect it to the animal. But if it's not tied anywhere, you're not allowed to do it because it maybe will be kesher shekayama, not that it's kept forever. So it says like more nicha, I understand that bepor kosher mitzvah b'ovus, if it's tied to the animal, you could put it into the trough. But b'ovus kosher mitzvah b'ovus, v'lo nimtza b'shtamish v'tzadi b'hem b'shabbos. But if you want to put a rope around the animal, won't you lean on the animal? And then there's an issue we just mentioned, that you're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos. It's not a permanent knot, it's a loose knot. So, is there any difference regarding if you're touching the sides of the animal, if it's a permanent knot or not? If it's a kesher shekayama or not? Anyway, he's using the side of the animal. So, it goes like Shimon and Lozor, the time of Shimon and Lozor, Oimer, Mutter Lishtamish Latzdodi Behemo Beshabbos. He holds you allowed to use the sides of the animal on Shabbos. You only can use can't be on top of the animal. Says the Gemara, he's dodi behemo, he's dodi ilon. The same way you can use the side of the animal according to this Manda Omar. You also can use the side of the tree. Omar Amano kayamte b'mesapik chevel achil. So I have a different answer. We're talking about he's not putting the rope on directly on the neck of the animal. The animal already has a ring around its neck. He's just tying the rope to the ring which is already there. So he's not touching the neck of the animal. There's already a rope on the animal. He's just tying the rope to a rope. So he doesn't touch the animal. Therefore, everybody agrees it's fine. Because he's not going to come to use the side of the animal. Kedushas the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Chorim, Rams, Yoitzim, Levuvim. What is that? Show nois and oritix. He puts a hide, Mevursinim, Kedeged Liboy. A well processed hide against the heart of the ram. Fumachis Kedeged Chaya. And then he can be with no fear in front of a Chaya, that no animal will come and take the heart out. Rechelim, Yoitzim, Shechuzos, what Shechuzos? So the Gemara explains it means that the tail is up to reveal the female in front of the male. So he's tani tani shechuzos. Some say that the word you're using is shechuzos. He's tani tani shuzos. Some use the word shuz without a ches. Mandomer shuzos. The one who says shuz, what does that mean? Me'atedon, meaning they're mizuman, they're ready. Kamo de teimar sheet zoinim in a tzuras lev. Lashon haposuk speak about a zoin is sheet zoino. The word sheet zoin together is shuzos. Man, the mar shechuzos. The one who uses the word shechuzos, kamo de teimar im ashchizim tasakin. You don't sharpen a knife. So loshon hashchaz doesn't mean making the knife prepared. Here's making the female prepared. Kivunos lemilas. Kivunos means you make sure that the wool doesn't get dirty, and that's what it means. Lemilas to a very fine wool. Kivulos shaloya lealem zocher. Kivulos was what we said actually before in the Mishnah that you tie the tail down so a male will not mate with them. Why is it called kvulos? Ravon Mishor B'chio, Vayikra lehem Eretz Kovul, Eretz She'einoy Saperis. When you want to speak of a land that doesn't grow fruits, calls it kovul. So also here, this female is not being mated right now, so it doesn't do fruits. You can tie the udders only if it's for drying purposes, but not to keep the milk. because that's then it's a little loose. Tanya Abidur Mesei Yoyim Ben Livash Ben Lechol of Aser. They're both Aser. Because how are you going to know the difference? The more explains in a second. Yoyisoma Abidur Mesei. Abidur Mesei makes sense. Umay Tarmid Rabban will be the reason Rabban to say this is Mutter, this is Aser. Nobody will know the difference, and people will just come to use it always. And the Gemara stays with the question. Halacha is the both are aser to tie up the other zasser, because even if you do it to dry, which is mutter, it's a gzeriato when you do it for milk, then it's not tight enough. Mishu mi mefis, because nobody's going to know the difference. What was the purpose of tying the others? And nobody's going to know how tight it was done. And therefore, all cases are aser. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Lamed Ches.